brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burmis, holding down the command center over in Austin. Now, right now, we've got Alan Waugh on the line from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, and we got a few callers, Roy, Scott, Jeff, and more, and we're going to go to them into the next segment, but right now we're going to cut for about 2 minutes to this live coverage of the DNC that you can only see at InfoWars.com. All right, let's go there.
Just piling out of this particular Baptist church vans all day. They've also got things marked as food services, a lot of other things. See, that's one of the vehicles that's been in there.
Unfortunately, now, folks, he's on a cell phone, so he may be breaking up in and out.
A week and a half ago, the news media was able to just, local CBS and NBC, were able to just walk in here. But they've got it blocked off now. But we've had police just swarming us all over the place. And this is strategically located with this railroad track, all these government buildings all around it. But let me show you.
And, folks, there is a large train station. We're going to go back to Alex in a little while, but, again, I want to take this opportunity because I don't get to talk to Alan Waugh much. This is my first interview with him, and I really became aware of your work, Alan. I think it was winter of this year. Somebody passed along some of the Cutting Through the Matrix MP3s and whatnot, and we were listening to them out in Naples, California. And you definitely have a unique perspective. You're well-spoken, and you're a breath of fresh air, in my opinion, in this movement, because you're not somebody who tears other people down. You really are just looking at this system of control and trying to expose others to it.
Yeah, it's so old. And Quigley himself, in his other big book, which is worth reading, it's called The Anglo-American Establishment, he claims that this particular group that makes your policy, the Council on Foreign Relations, has so many members in the U.S. government and outside of the U.S. government and all through the bureaucracies of Washington, D.C., they create the policy for the United States. And he says they've been behind all major wars for the last couple of hundred years, this particular group, Anglo-American group. They went through different societies into the Cecil Rhodes group, into the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's the same bunch who are running this show. And their policy has always been to create a world governmental system which is efficient for them to rule over. And to do so, they must abolish, as I say, the main culprit, which is individuality, and make it a collectivist-type society. That has been also behind the push for eugenics and for literally removing certain genes.
All right, Alan, I got to interrupt you. Just because Alex is talking to somebody on the video, let's cut to that really quick, John.
And we're live streaming still.
As far as I know.
Excellent. Guys, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's up, Alex?
Okay, here comes a police van right here. Mm-hmm. In there, inside the FEMA camp.
Well, I just
actually waved at us.
Yeah, I just saw you talk to somebody in a van, correct?
Yes. We just talked to, because it's a giant, like, half-mile-long warehouse, and there's still some, that's how the media's gone in here. And there we have one of the spooks just drive by, showing great interest in us. We're going to go ahead and just go inside. Here we go, going into Mordor.
Excellent, Alex. And again, you can watch this live video feed over at InfoWars.com. If you can't get it to boot up, you just have to do a little bit of refreshing. And this is really going to be real guerrilla journalism all week. And then on Friday, we're going to wrap up the highlights. This is groundbreaking, Alex. I mean, we continue to break new ground every day in this info war.
And I just appreciate the great reportage you're engaged in, and I'm sorry to the guests this week, but all week they're going to be preempted and moved around. I appreciate Alan Waugh being on the show.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Alan Waugh, callers, and Alex Jones. It is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Mm-hmm. a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex is live from the DNC. We are with Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. We're going to get back to Alan and your phone calls in just a moment, but we are going to go live to Alex, who on Justin.tv, you go to Infowars.com, it's embedded there. You can see the police officers. He has just entered the facility in which they are detaining people unlawfully for protesting. So let's go to that feed.
You got me?
We got you.
Okay, Burmese, you just keep talking, filling in things when I'm not talking. Appreciate you and everybody else. We are about 80 yards, 60 yards from one of the little private prisons, and the police have taken an interest in us. So we're going to walk up and talk to him right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is amazing. Okay. It's absolutely cutting-edge broadcast journalism. We're watching it live on the air. Of course, Rob and Aaron and Richard Reeves doing a great job giving us all this info on video.
Why would they keep this secret? Why would they just admit what they were doing? Why was this kept secret? Come on, guys.
As they approach, I can tell you that there's two large buses that look like they're there to detain people. Yeah. I mean, I guess those are the vans that they're going to round people up to process them at this facility, correct? Well, you can't
at least they're air-conditioned, the camp. It wasn't going to be air-conditioned before. They also removed the barbed wire and the sign that said electroshock. Once the public found out about this, they put air conditioning in last week, removed the concertina wire on top of the fences inside, and removed the signs that said electroshock devices in use. It was meant to terrorize people when they came into the camp.
Very interesting stuff, and he just showed you the separate air conditioning facilities. That they look like they're mobile air conditioning facilities, as this is a mobile prison. Remember, these are makeshift prisons to make sure that the scent isn't out of control. Here we go.
How are you guys doing?
Alex is approaching the police officers.
Sorry, I can interrupt the generator. What is this?
We got about five cops there. It's hard to see what's going on.
Is this Denver County or city jail after? Yes, sir. Thank you. Why was this secret at first? Okay, thank you. Thank you, guys. Beautiful day, huh?
Oh, Alex and his charm.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you, officer. Can we have that number? Thank you. Good.
And it looks like they have to leave.
I know everybody wants to post on the police state here, but look at how gorgeous the mountains are. The light is high on this camera. Just look at those clouds. I wish I was up in those mountains hiking right now. Instead of doing this,
I think it's probably just slides.
Yeah, overlooking the camp. Here, let me see. Overlooking the camp is some of the most beautiful scenery. The Rocky Mountains are off in the distance. And here you have all of this.
And you can take Alex's word for it. Let's go back to Alan Watt. But yeah, it is gorgeous there. I've been out to Colorado. The scenery is amazing. Alex just talking to some of the police officers outside of this makeshift detention center. And Alan, they really drilled it up for this in the months coming. I mean, they literally had black helicopters flying around. They broke out the microwave weapons. They even pamphleted the city with wrapped up American flags with orange light sticks and a little propaganda card as well. So it's pretty outrageous the amount of preparation they've done for this event.
Yeah, it is too. It's also a way of getting the public used to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychic form of separating them from the people and putting a barrier between you. Psychologically, subconsciously, you start to accept that's the natural order of things from now on. And so the more that they do this, the more we'll get used to it and accept that we're being ruled. See, it's all to do with making you accept that you're being ruled, not really governed by elected people, but ruled by people who are chosen by an intellectual group above you. That is what they call the natural order. And it's true enough, they do give us the candidates to vote for. The candidates are always handpicked, as Carl Quigley said, because they either belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, or they have been in it, or their wives are, and in fact, I think even Obama's wife is in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes,
so they're
is.
All connected to the same society.
Absolutely. It is total and complete acclimation of the population to be ruled by a global elite in the backdrop. I mean, we are just so brainwashed and mesmerized. Most people have no idea that there's even three branches of government, Alan. They couldn't
tell you
that there's like, you know, supposed to be checks and balances. That's why we have the legislative, the executive branch. I mean, again, they're there for us, but we don't know how to use them. We don't know about the judicial branch in this country. People just are so far gone, they think that these people on the television are there to tell them how to live and what to do and fix their problems. They have no idea about this housing crisis. They don't know what they're going to do when their banks falter. I mean, we are in some real trouble in this country as banks start to go under, as houses are foreclosed on, as people are no longer going to live in this cushy society, which they have in the last 20 years, which has really made them blind to all these problems.
Yes, and again, even the Council on Foreign Relations own magazine, they put their own magazine out every month that gives you their long-term agenda. And I think 20-odd years ago, they stated in one of them that the U.S. Constitution was such a nuisance, it was always in the way of this big plan, so they'd have to do an end run around it. In other words, through tradition, through gradual acceptance, you won't need it anymore, and that's how you sort of gradually think about it in your mind. If you thought about it at all, you don't really need it anymore. Things have changed. Well, it was the only protection that you had to keep your sovereignty, and the whole idea was to demolish sovereignty. And all of these characters that are presented for you to vote for are complete globalists in their makeup, their psychological makeup, and in their family traditions. They're interwoven internationally with their own investments, in fact, and their own families are too. They're all internationalists. And Carl Quigley said it doesn't matter if there's Republican elite at the top or the ones in the Democrats. It says they're always picked by the Council on Foreign Relations, and all you have to do is have your presidents and your advisors in the Council on Foreign Relations. The rest of the lesser politicians can have a form of competition between them, but it doesn't matter. The ones at the top always belong to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
Absolutely. Let's cut back to Alex. He just showed a shot inside one of these makeshift prisons where they literally had the Statue of Liberty, another hermaphroditic Illuminati symbol, actually. But let's cut back to Alex right now.
Yelling, screaming, cussing. Fox News yesterday only went to the bad protests, only went to one little group of young people going, F you, screw you, looking like total scum, instead of all the women with baby strollers and the nice families. This is how they demonize anti-war folks. We're here at the DNC because the Democrats obviously were swept into office almost 2 years ago in the Congress and the House and Senate to supposedly end the war. You got over 90% of Democrats wanting to end the war, 65% of Republicans wanting to end the war, the vast majority of the American people, close to 80%, but it doesn't end. So that's why they're putting this police state into place, because they know it's all of these are used as drills, as training. They admit they are, to get them better and better at controlling populations. I am just so angry we didn't show up 5 minutes earlier, because we showed up here and the microwave gun was being wheeled out, and I saw it. I saw it. It had the jack so they could jack it up. It had the control system. It's exactly what we saw in 60 Minutes. Rob, come over here. Which one of you? I want to get Rob on camera. Rob, tell folks what you saw. Did you get it on video?
See,
it's on this camera.
Yeah, I got maybe, as I saw the camera around, the car was moving. And
yeah, they came out, we're going this way, we were going that way.
So is the vehicle. So I might have caught, on the corner of the screen, maybe half a second of it, but I did see it. By the time my brain registered, you got to hold the camera.
Yeah, I drove past it, man.
You got to look at it.
I got a good look at it.
All right, let's let Alex go, and we'll go right back to him. Again, they're still right on the scene at that detention center. Let's take some of your callers. Calls for Alan Watt right now. Let's go to Roy in Missouri. Roy, what's on your mind? Are you there, Roy? All right, if Roy dropped, let's go to
no.
Scott. Oh, you're there. Okay. What's on your mind, Roy?
Hey, anyway, what I was going to get at here was that it seems to me that the resolution to our problems have already been clearly defined in 1776. Which is, in the Declaration of Independence, it says it's our duty to throw off this government.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's why the Second Amendment's there, is that if this government ever gets out of control, the people are there to overthrow it violently if necessary. I agree with you there. I mean, absolutely. I just don't see people attempting to do so, not even peacefully, because they're just not in tune with the issues, Roy.
I'm curious about more than anything, maybe somebody can tell me, is that to properly do this, wouldn't we have to have a representative from each state, sign a minorly rewritten Declaration of Independence to be produced to Congress?
Well, let's ask Alan Watt. Roy, thank you for the call. What do you think, Alan?
Well, it is true. That's why they've taken so long to brainwash the American public into basically amnesia. A state of amnesia. You must create amnesia in psychological warfare, and lack of will as well is another factor that comes into it. You do that by socialization and entertainment and keeping them busy with other things, so they're not involved in their own self-determination. So that has been a long psychological war that's helped this to happen. It's only at the beginning, when you see it beginning to happen, that you can actually take it into your own hands and do something about it, because you still have the will, you still have the memory of what you're wanting to retain and why you fought in the first place to try and get those rights. That's gone with the general public.
Exactly.
Now, Lincoln did state, though, that any one of the states, and so did Franklin too, that wanted to withdraw from this confederation had the right to do so.
Yeah, I'm with you. Apathy has taken over in this country, and it is very, very unfortunate to do something. The people must have the will again. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
All right, folks, we're back again. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis filling in while he's down at the DNC detention camps right now. We've got Alan Watt of CunningThroughTheMatrix.com. We're taking your calls, and we're going live to Alex Jones right now. Let's see if Alex is on the line. Alex, are you with us?
They cordoned it all off. They basically told us they're going to arrest us if we touch the police line or get involved in it anyway. Let's go around the back and try to walk down there. I just want to thank the great team. I want to thank Bob up there at the office, one of my new IT guys. I want to thank the other people. I want to thank Trey. Kincaid, our producer. I want to thank the GCN Radio Network, Jason Burmis, and all of you, the viewers out there, for making this trip possible. We left Saturday afternoon, drove in yesterday afternoon to Denver. We left Texas, went to New Mexico up here. And again, this is where the shadow government's really based. Colorado's where the real government is sort of building the shadow government, the underground cities, the Adam and Eve facilities. 1947, when the government went underground and was completely handed over to the foreign private banks. And now with NORTHCOM designating the United States as a theater of operations, we are literally living in a military coup, a military grid. But it's high tech. They're federalizing your local police. The feds paid for this secret prison. They lied about it so it didn't exist. Again, what are local police doing running secret prisons? What are they doing running secret facilities? Why did they lie about that? Why
All right,
do
let's
that?
Let's go back to Alan Watt, because I want to get his take on these underground cities over in Denver, Colorado. For those that don't know, the Denver International Airport is just full of gargoyles, occultic paintings, sickles, hammers, all sorts of weird symbolism. And like Alex just said, you know, this seems to be the home of the shadow government. And the CIA, I think, is moving in one of their bases there. It's going to be larger than the one in Virginia. So this is a hub for this quote-unquote, New World Order, isn't it, Alan?
There's no doubt. They've been setting this up for a long time. That's part of this era we're going through. They envisaged this time would come when they'd have to push with military might to take over the whole planet and the mind of every person as well. And so they knew they'd have to start building up internal police forces, really militaries, to deal with the fallout when the public start to have their toys and their goodies taken away from them and their economy is gradually basically inflated out of sight until money is worth nothing. So they've been preparing for this for many, many, many years, and they're preparing for their own continuity of government as well. They have bases for the United States, not only in the U.S. They have one in Australia they've been building for 20 years for continuity of government in case they have to move to Australia. So this is an international elite, remember, and the world is their playground, and they rule over us. Even when they keep us under the illusions, occasionally when it suits them, that we're still in national sovereignties.
All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. And Alan Watt. One of my questions that I have for is 80% population reduction down to 500 million. They've got to do this sometime soon. I don't think they're going to hold off for many years to make that to happen. The only way they can get this military where they're going to ground us up into camps is they're going to have to unleash some kind of bioterrorism on us on a big grand scale or a nuclear war to get us into camps. There's no other way they're going to be able to do it.
Well, you know, I've heard that, you know, they possibly may use Codex Alimentarius, which is a food regulation, to just, you know, basically make the population so sick because they don't have the proper nutrients that they will die on their own. I thank you for the call. What's your take on that, Alan?
Well, people have already been dying en masse. It's not all together at the same time, but we've been dying increasing in numbers with pre-aging diseases for the last 30 years, and it's escalating. There's never been a time when there's so many tumors of all kinds hitting younger people, not just from the cell phones, but from other means as well. They've also denaturalized your food until there's hardly anything in it worth eating. And they just 2 days ago passed a law in the U.S. that they can irradiate your vegetables as well to make sure that there's nothing worth eating. And the only thing that's worth eating probably is the E. coli, because it's the only source of protein left. So I'm not kidding you. They're basically making us so unhealthy and so unfit, which falls into the whole plan because we have poor nourishment, poor nutrients. Like Malthus said, the people can't think too swiftly. They're more obedient to do what they're told. They're always lethargic. That falls right in with the line, again, of what they want to do. Plus, the weakened immune systems make them wide open to die off from even simple viruses or bacteria, which normally would not affect them.
Absolutely. Alan, you are just a great guest. We hope to have you on soon. I hope to have you on maybe again this week. It's Alan Watt, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. We're going to be back with Alex Jones from the DNC and Marty the Soapman Schachter. I'm Jason Burmis. You can get Fabled Enemies over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Can we pull up that Alex Jones? I don't know if you guys heard me. Before.
Richard?
There we go.
How's this going?
Well, it's going well. We've been up ever since we started a little while ago, I guess about 20 or 30 minutes. Got the camera exposure adjusted. So
give me your analysis of what's happened since we left Austin Saturday afternoon.
Well,
we got prisoners. Stand by. We got prisoners. That guy in the Miata's intelligence bureau, he must have been spying. He's going to file a report.
And what we're looking at here are, the detentions.
Sorry about the shakiness, but we're about 300 yards away, folks. God, I wish I had a tripod. We should have brought a tripod. Bad call I made not getting the tripod out here.
Alex is always the biggest critic of himself. All right, we're going to cut back to Alex as soon as we see any kind of action. We see a couple people being detained, but right now we have Marty the Soap Man Schachter, and he has some great products of Calbend soap. I was actually introduced to the stuff when I came out to Austin, Texas. They gave me a few bars of it, and I got to tell you, no rashes, no irritation. It's a great product. Marty, are you with us?
Can you make your volume higher?
I can. Yeah, I can try to have the GCN guys turn up the volume on their end. Done. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Barely hear you.
You can still barely hear me, Marty.
Hear you now.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I was just saying how I came out here in April, and a couple of the guys within the office turned me on to your Calbend soap products. Obviously, the bar soap is what I use the most, but it's really great stuff. It's pure, it's clean. Why don't you tell the people about it?
Well, my slogan here for the company is, my business is going down the drain. Or, it's fun to sell a ton.
Absolutely, and they can buy this in bulk and really save about two-thirds to three-quarters of their cleaning bill, can't they?
Well, that's what I want to go over. We have some exciting news for the Alex Jones listeners. If they check my website, which is 5starsoap.com, they will see now a beautiful photograph of our 3 to 4 year supply of Pure Soap products. Now, we're talking about 156 weeks for supplies, or it could go up to, depending on the family and their washing habits, it can go up to 208 weeks of supply. Now, we're talking about 156 weeks is $2.25 a week. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to multiply 225 by 156, and that'll give you the total cost factor. And if you really want to save some big money, then get our 4 to 5 year supply, which is listed on our website now. The total cost of that, including freight and taxes, is $455. Sounds like a lot of money, but now we're talking about 208 weeks.
Well, you're talking about, honestly, spending so little money. I mean, for 5 years, you're literally talking less than $100 a year to clean your clothes, to clean yourself. It's unbelievable, and this stuff is non-toxic.
Completely natural, triple concentrated, long-term investment. Now, this is something that would be, you know, it's without cleanliness, we have no civilization. And this cleans you thoroughly, honestly, pure. And this is, we're the only company in the United States of America that offers for $2.10 a week everything. All their bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap, cleaning accessories delivered to their home. They don't have to haul it from the supermarkets. They don't have to keep inventory on it. They can put it in their garage, shelf it, and have a long-term investment. Now, investment means to save money. That's an investment, and that's what we're talking about, saving lots of money, getting products that are twice as good as what they're getting now, and we unconditionally guarantee it. We're not a fly-by-night. We've been in business for 61 years. Family company, not a corporation, family partnership, and I'm the owner and founder of the company. I've been with it since 1947, and there's nothing like it anywhere, any part of the country, with any company.
Absolutely. It is truly a product that you can trust, and a product that has really done me nothing but good things. And, you know, when I came out here, I washed my clothes for the first time, and I started getting itchy. You get that sometimes when you use these detergents that they sell at the supermarket. You don't get that when you go to 5starsoap.com, do you?
No, because the coconut oils and the vegetable oils lubricate the fabric, lubricate the skin, so that it removes all the toxins, all the detergents, all the toxic ingredients, all the antibacterials, all the crap they put in there, to all the fillers and the non-invasive materials. Who needs it? They have a choice now. And this is what's so great. Alex has been using our products now for over 4 years, and he says it's wonderful. And it's good enough for Alex. It's good enough for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good enough for me. Like I said, I've been using the stuff, and I don't think I can go back. I'm probably going to have to order some when I go to New York. But really, why don't you just go over all the different products that you do offer? I mean, you run the gamut. Anything that needs to be cleaned, you take care of.
Well, they could get a bulk package, a 3 to 4 or 4 to 5 year supply, lasts a long time, saves them a tremendous amount, thousands of dollars worth of cash. They can also, now maybe they think they're a little, I'm not sure, sounds too good to be true. Well, I'm telling you, it's good and it's true. They can get a free catalog describing everything in detail. They can also, to be on the safe side, order a 1 month supply, which is a sampler supply for $20 plus shipping to their home. It'll last 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the family, and that gives them not something that lasts a day or a week. We want to detoxify the skin, the laundry, the clothing, the environment in their home, and that's why we say 4 to 8 weeks. You'll know what you want, what you can use, what it costs you, and this is our guarantee, unconditional, 100%. We're talking about the four basic products, bath soap, which is our pure soap bar, granulated laundry soap, not a detergent. You use it by the teaspoonful. We're talking about a triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. Again, nothing like it in the country. You will not only use it, you will not only like it, you will love it. Also, liquid dish soap, a cream, a white cream for pots, pans, utensils, all-purpose cleaning, floors, windows, just about everything. Now, the only product that's not a soap is the powder that goes in the automatic dishwasher. You can't use a soap in a dishwasher. It'll suds you out of the kitchen. So we have a all-natural powder, a degreasing powder, that will clean the cups and the pots and the pans and the dishes and the silverware immaculately. This is it. 5 products, 5 stars to do 200 jobs. You don't have to buy your window cleaner and floor cleaner and all-purpose cleaner and pre-soaks and after-soaks and wool light and all the chemicals and additives and toxic ingredients that are available in the supermarket. You'll go by the aisle, which is one-third of that supermarket, and you'll go, don't need you no more. And that's our goal, to get you in with pure products, with safe products, with natural products, with cost products, that are a fraction of what you're paying now.
And that is just the amazing ability of these products. Again, I've used them, and they are amazing. And I haven't tried the stuff out for the dishwasher soap, but I intend to. And again, folks, you don't understand. You absorb things through your skin. So when you're in the shower, you're absorbing the harmful chemicals that are being put off by your Irish Springs or your name brand soap or your shampoo as well. You're not going to get that with this stuff. It's non-toxic. It's healthy for you. And, these Pure Soap bars are simply amazing.
This is what we try to educate, not sell, but educate the consumer that they do have freedom of choice of buying something that's not available in the supermarket, not available by mass merchandisers. We are not a billion-dollar company or a small family company that knows what we're doing. And that's important. We know it. That's why we can guarantee it. And we're talking about a cost factor. I mean, we're talking factory direct. We eliminate the middleman, the broker, the wholesaler, the jobber, all these people that mark up the products. And right now, it doesn't take much to go to the supermarket and look in the shelf. And I tell you what's really aggravating, there are no prices on anything. There is a barcode on all the products, and you have to go to the checkout counter to read the barcode, and it will sell cleaning, $5.95, concentrate, $12.95. It doesn't even specify the brand and the quality and the kind of product you're buying, absolutely zero. So you don't know whether you're getting ripped off or not, because you don't know what it costs you to buy the Tide and the All and the Dash and the Cheer, and it don't take much to pick up a bar of Zest or Dove or Irish Spring. Read the panel. They have anywhere from 15 to 20 chemicals in the bar. It's listed right on the bar. And the predominant item is sodium chloride. And you're thinking, sodium chloride must be a new cleaner. No, sodium chloride is table salt. All these products have a vast majority of table salt. Now, why table salt? Doesn't clean. Would you wash your face, your body? Maybe with table salt? Give me a break. It's a filler. It's an inert ingredient. It's a weight enhancer. You don't need it anymore. A toll-free phone call. You can get our free catalog. Read about everything. You can call us toll-free at 800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. You can look us up at the web, 5starsoap.com. That's 5 the number or 5 the letter. Makes no difference. 5starsoap.com, and they'll open up your eyes. We're going to take you out of coach and put you into first class from now on in, not only for a year, but for 4 or 5 years, for 10 years, as long as you want. You will have a quality that you won't believe. You won't believe how your skin will feel refreshed and clean and magnificent when you get out of the shower, when your towels won't smell from the perfumes, and the air won't be instigated with all kinds of smells. Don't need that anymore.
Well, I'm with you 100%, and it is an exciting product. And, again, I mean, if you really look at the cost, it's only about $450. You said that's less than some people's rent.
That's for 5 years.
Yeah, and that's for a 5-year supply. You're talking about something, you know, you spend that on rent a month. It's pretty wild that you're able to get that much of a supply. It's a 5-year supply. And that's for a family, too, isn't it, Marty? It's not just for one person.
That's for a family of four.
Mm-hmm. So if you're single, you're talking about, or you just have a girlfriend, you're talking about a 10-year supply for $450.
A small family, $1.75 a week. What could you buy for $1.75? A bottle of shampoo is triple that. Four bars of soap is over $1 to $2. All the prices are unbelievable. And we're talking about fractions, savings, cash. Stop worrying about $4 a gallon for gasoline when you can spend and save the kind of money that you can put into your gas tank immediately. Not 6 months away, not a year away. Right now, within 24 hours, we can turn you around to a type of product and cleanliness that I've spent 61 years of my life getting those things concentrated, getting them improved, getting them so that you will love them. And I guarantee it.
Absolutely, and I've used these products. They are amazing. They continue to surprise me, and I can't wait to use the dish soap. That should be pretty exciting, but I'm telling you, folks, the bar soap, the shampoo, it's amazing. It is non-toxic, and you would not believe how much of these toxins that you ingest into your system, you breathe in, you acquire through contact through your skin. It penetrates you, and you're going to want something that's healthy for you and your family. I mean, if you have children, this should be a no-brainer, shouldn't it, Marty?
Absolutely. It's made for the newborn baby to the old grandpa. Everyone in the family can use our bar soap, our hair soap, our dish soap. There's no limitations. They all are triple concentrated. They all got to be used very sparingly. We don't want you to waste the products. We want to save you money, give you products twice as good as what you're getting now. Every time I talk about it, I get so excited about this because we got something to share, especially to Alex Jones listeners, clients, lovers. We want to get it into your home, and you will enjoy it. You will call me up or fax me or email me and say, Marty, where have you been all my life? Well, how come I never heard of you before? We're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us. That's why for the last 3 years, we've been on Alex Jones' show to tell the people to find American choice with American products in their home.
And he's not fooling you, folks. This is a revolutionary product that Alex Jones backs, I back, we all back. With that, let's go to Alex Jones quickly at the DNC. They're looking at one of the detention buses.
Mass arrest forms in there.
There's the diamond grip examination gloves.
Yeah, the diamond. He says,
don't get too close. Don't touch it. Richard, it looks like you're getting up close to it. They're going to misconstrue that. Just come on over by me. Watch out, Richard. I know that cord gets in your way. Good job.
And there they are, folks, right outside of the detention buses.
Let's go ahead and go.
Now
let's
being
say bye to these folks.
Yeah, now being approached by the police officers. Let's see what they have to say. Just incredible footage live from the detention camps at the DNC. Alex Jones, Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes, Richard Reeves doing an incredible job. for the InfoWars team. All right, let's cut back to Marty Schachter. And you can get all this great stuff at 5starsoap.com. Marty, tell them how else they can get in touch with you.
800-340-7091. You'll get to by me. Either my son will answer the phone, or my daughters will answer the phone, or I will answer the phone. We're here to serve you, take care of you. I'd like to close with a poem.
Absolutely.
If I may. First, we learn that fatty food will harm the heart. So far, so good. Aspirin, though, helps thin the blood and keep it free of sludge and mud. But now they tell us, fuddled folks, that fatty foods help ward off strokes. The paradox has come to grips. Eat aspirin with potato chips.
Oh, Marty, always the showman. It's 5starsoap.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Marty. You are the man, and you have a great product.
Pleasure talking to you. I appreciate that very much.
No problem. We'll be back with more of Alex at the DNC and me, Jason Burmis. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
No rest for the wicked, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, and Alex is out at the DNC right now. And he was talking to a couple of people by this makeshift detention center who were very well aware of provocateuring of state-sponsored terror. It says it's not broadcasting now. I'm not sure if it is. If it is, can we go to it, John? It did cut out. All right, it cut out on you, too. I think that actually their laptop power is done. So hopefully they'll be rebroadcasting after they power up that laptop. And we will have more from you, or perhaps Alex will call in himself. Well, let's take this opportunity to get to some of the other callers that have been holding on patiently for quite some time. Now, let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, what's on your mind?
Have me. Hey, yep. Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing.
Started a campaign a couple years ago, actually, getting the truth out on national radio, syndicated radio. If the audience isn't aware, each 30 seconds on a national syndicated show is about $3,000 or $4,000 in advertisement money. And I would like everyone that's listening to this show, because this show tends to be activists, to just take time out of your week to make one call to Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, Medved, whatever, go in on the topic that they're talking about, and immediately go to the NIST report, immediately go to the 9/11 Commission report, or whatever your particular item is. And Jason, since you're now in talk radio, give me or other listeners strategies, because if you're going to go to this topic, it's going to be pretty much a 30-second and you're out. And sometimes, like Mark Levin's show, they'll even delay you out. Give us some strategies on one and out, and then on, like, Michael Medved, he'll go toe-to-toe with you on 9/11 Truth. And, you know, like Friday I called in, and he gave me 4 minutes to yak about the NIST report. Mm-hmm. So if you would, please touch on that.
You got it. Thanks for the call, man. All right, Derek, this is what I would do. First of all, you bring up the molten metal as fact, and you say, what do you have to say about the molten metal that was both taped on the scene of the World Trade Center collapse and then found in the days after under World Trade Centers 1, 2, 6, and 7? This was denied by John Gross of NIST, but has been confirmed by the NASA thermal imagery. And cut. That is one of the many things that I would use. I would also probably use the stance that NIST has retracted, that they had video and photographs no one else had that suggested that one-third of the lower south face was scooped out, or one-fourth of the entire building, 10 to 12 stories. I would ask their opinion on that. I would ask what their opinion is on the animations that they made from the blueprints and the fact that they did no scientific analysis to actually inject those beams with the proper physics. In other words, they should have certain physical properties. They did no such thing. They just animated what they felt happened. So those are three quick points. I mean, you got to be quick on your feet. You got to be well educated on the matter. I'm not sure everybody should be calling up these shows, because some people just don't know how to talk. But if you are a gabber like myself, or you do know what's going on, Derek's got a great idea. I mean, Mark Dice, formerly known as John Connor, is calling for everyone to do this on September 11th. And I think we do. I think 9/11 Truth has to have a huge showing nationwide, especially calling into national radio shows like Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly, Gibson, all these, you know, right-wing neocons, neo-Nazis, really, that continue to hide the truth and misconstrue the truth and basically string along these zombified audiences that are like, let's bomb the Middle East into a glass parking lot. Let's take over Russia. We can do it. We're number one. Woo! We need to get rid of that ignorant mentality. All right, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
First, I wanted to say thank you for loose change. That is what woke me up. I'd like to touch on what Scott was saying in Arizona.
All right, well, we'll come back to you on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll have Bob Chapman as well, and we'll come back to Joe in Pennsylvania. Remember, you can get Fabled Enemies over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.